Well, when I was a kid, I had a board game called Pretty Pretty Princess. The game came with all of this plastic costume jewelry. So there were beaded necklaces and bracelets, lots of plastic rings, clip-on earrings. And as you made your way around the playing board, you wanted to collect a whole set of matching jewelry. And you got to wear the jewelry as you went. So it was an excellent game for a child who liked dressing up and pretending. Now, the winner of the game got the best jewelry element of them all. You got to wear a bedazzled, fancy crown. Crown was fit for a princess or a prince, fit for the ruler of a little kid's imaginative kingdom. I haven't played the game in years. But as I was thinking about our text this week, memories of wearing the crown and playing the game came back to me. The jewels, the finery, the elegance, these seem to be markers of a kingdom and its ruler, at least by our pop culture standards. But by Jesus' standards, the idea of a kingdom is quite different. We think of kingdom as a place. We envision a kingdom with a castle, a queen, riches, might, influence. We expect power, finery. A kingdom is what we see on the movie screen, right? The robes, maybe a harsh ruler, something from centuries ago, but not really applicable to us in the United States today. And yet, here, as we continue our sermon series on the Lord's Prayer, and in teaching his disciples how to pray, Jesus tells them to say, "Your kingdom come. Your kingdom come." I have to imagine this was an intriguing line for the disciples to ponder. Was God going to come with horses and swords and chariots ready to wage war and defend? Was God going to come with fine robes and bejeweled fingers and a crown on his head? If you've seen the movie Elizabeth the Golden Age, starring Cate Blanchett, you have a good picture of what the disciples and we might expect or want God as ruler of a kingdom to look like, to act like. In the movie, Queen Elizabeth I is shown clad in armor, leading her troops into battle, a warrior by any standard. Her power and her might is evident. Her commitment to wage war and win is as clear as her quest to make England a great power. So, is that what God's kingdom is like? Is God going to come to the battlefield ready to defend the palace with her armor and her sword? We think of kingdom as a place under the commanding rule of one with status. Beloved, God's kingdom is an action. God's kingdom is the way that God rules the world. The kingdom of God is how God's will is being done in the world. As my New Testament professor likes to say, every time Jesus says the kingdom of God is at hand, the scriptures, Jesus isn't saying that God's fancy castle and servants will soon be appearing. But rather, Jesus is saying, God is ready and willing to rule your life. Believe it and act accordingly. Over the past few weeks, I've been reading a book in preparation for what I hope will be a book study to offer. And the book, written by theologian Anna Madsen, explores whether the Lutheran Church is in the midst of another Reformation moment, not unlike one that happened some time. Madsen names many of the pressing issues that we face as a society today. Everything from environmental distress, fake news, distrust, poverty, wealth, bigotry, issues of gender and sexuality, women's rights, nationalism, apathy. The list goes on. None of these issues feel like good news. And yet for each of these issues, Madsen always comes back to ideas. All beings and all things are worthy in God's sight. And all beings and all things are worthy of justice. Worthy in God's sight, worthy of justice. Two things that I would call hallmarks of the kingdom of God. God's love and God's justice being given and proclaimed for all the universe in all things. Your kingdom come. When we pray the Lord's Prayer, we pray for God to rule our lives. You be the ruler in my life, God. Help me to believe it and act accordingly. God, rule and direct life. God acts through us, bringing love and justice for all the world. And when God rules our lives, God's will is being done. God's kingdom is an act. We are invited to nurture the kingdom on earth. We are invited to tend it and help it flourish. We are invited to welcome the kingdom whenever we catch a glimpse of it. No matter how briefly it is here. Some of you might know the music group called Wren Collective. And they have a song that's called Build Your Kingdom Here. And it offers us a good starting point for imagining how we might nurture and tend God. The lyrics say, build your kingdom here, let the darkness be. Show your mighty hand, heal our streets and land. Set your church on fire, win the nations back, change the atmosphere, build your kingdom here. In the song, the building of God's kingdom isn't about building a physical place, a brick and mortar castle, or building, even a church. But it's about the actions God takes and the actions you and I are invited to take part in that will show forth God's kingdom of love and justice on earth. Show your power, God. Heal our streets and our earth. Set your church on fire with compassion and love and mercy. Win the hearts of your people. Change the atmosphere, change our mood, our behavior. For this we pray, O God. In just a few moments, we'll celebrate our first communion together as a faith community. And before we eat together, we will pray the prayer our Lord has taught us, saying, your kingdom come. Today, as you pray those words, know that you are being invited and called into the work of God's kingdom, into the work of God's reign. You are being invited to do and speak and proclaim God's actions of love and justice. Not only are we praying that God will build the kingdom, but that God will use and work through us, put the kingdom into action. This and every day, you are invited to nurture the kingdom on earth. As we search for glimpses of God's reign in this broken and fearful world, pray that you are filled with the strength and love of Christ, trusting in the hope that God's kingdom and ruling power will come on earth as it is in heaven, and that it will be better and more glorious than any castle ever could. Thanks.